Good morning, everyone. It's Tuesday the 24th of March. So one more week of March to go. It's just after 10 a.m. And I've had a treat today. Ronan's brought me my breakfast in bed. A croissant and a cup of tea. And yes, I know, 10 o'clock. Why am I still in bed? The reason being, I've been awake all night. I slept at 20 past 7. Well, that was the last time I remember being awake, put it that way. And I woke at 8:15. Because I had that restless thing. Even in my sleep, it wakes me up. You see, I can't keep still. I think I'm going to have to just get up today and deal with it. Because if I go to sleep now, I dread to imagine what time I'm going to wake up. And I'll be totally disorientated. Excuse me talking with my mouth full. He asked me if I wanted one or two, and I said one. Now I wish I had two. They weren't the crescent shaped ones, they're the kind of long pointed ones. Where's my tea? Oh, here it is. I think it's a bit hot yet. Obi's just left for work. He doesn't start till 2, but he's got to go to the bank, the library and Civic Centre. The bank and the library are in Orpington. The Civic Centre's Bromley, so... Connor stayed at his girlfriend's last night. So I should think he'd be home at some point. And Ronan is going to my mum's today, or my parents, I should say, to help my mum do a spring clean, and she can't reach a load of stuff. She's got like an old-fashioned kitchen, not because she's old-fashioned, but because she likes old things, and she's got all her house done out like a cottage. And she's got this big dresser in the kitchen with all these like kitchen knick-knacks and stuff on, and she can't reach to the top of it without standing on a chair. She wants it all to be got down and dusted and cleaned. Now, she said she'd pay him for doing it, but he said he didn't want the money for it, but she's going to insist that he takes it. It's not going to be a lot, but it's something, because he's not getting any income from anywhere at the moment. Excuse me. So, he will be off in a couple of hours. I've already had two cold callers before 10 o'clock. One was from Macmillan Cancer. Another one was something about debt. They just said, how are you today? And I just cut them off. I didn't even get into a conversation with them. That's the best way now, because they don't listen when you tell them you don't want to know. They just carry on regardless. Well, they come at it from a different angle, so... Just given up on that, and I'll just answer the call in case it's something important and cut it without saying anything. I've registered with the TPS now, so it said up it takes 28 days for the calls to stop. So I know what date I started them. That was yesterday. I mean, I know what day I registered. So as from about the 20th of April... It should reduce them considerably. It won't get rid of them entirely, of course, because, as I think Jana said, some of them, the ones from abroad, still manage to get away with it. But a lot of these are from the UK. Anyway, I'm going to go and drink my tea now, and I'll be back later with my marching on, no doubt. Have a good day, everyone.